From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Muslim worshippers are expected to return to worship and offer prayers at Haram el-Sharif complex Thursday after celebrating Israel's decision to remove additional security measures from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Hundreds converged near the holy site after Israel removed railings and scaffolding where cameras were to have been installed at the entrance to the compound, known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Metal detectors were removed Tuesday. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis said he understands the deep emotion displayed since the security apparatus was installed after the killings of two Israeli policemen nearly 2 weeks ago.
The symbolism of Al-Aqsa Mosque being the third holiest site in Islam, and the feelings of after 50 years of occupation and seeing so much else taken away from them, it certainly has led quite a few Palestinians to protest and mobilize on what they see as the latest affront by Israeli occupation forces.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed alarm at the prospect of escalating violence and appealed for calm and restraint. Mr. Guterres also warned that hard-won gains leading to peace in Central African Republic are in jeopardy by increased ethnic and sectarian fighting. He condemned the killing Tuesday of two UN Moroccan peacekeepers in the town of Bangassou after another Moroccan was killed there Sunday. The UN chief's spokesman is Farhan Haq.
This incident brings to 9 the number of peacekeepers killed in service in Bangassou since the beginning of the year.
The uptick in violence has disrupted displaced tens of thousands. One of Africa's poorest countries is trying to emerge from 4 years of violence sparked by a 2013 coup. This is VOA News.